This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Song is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
They control our lives and our culture. I know I'm saying the obvious. By holding up these false icons of sports, Hollywood, all of them, and making them heroes because media said so. They should be trailblazers, innovators, people who have courage. That's what built great systems. And I want to know the people that love freedom and are involved. I don't want to just know somebody because they're good looking and can read off a script. And I know that's an obvious statement, but, man, you ought to see politicians, world leaders grovel to celebrities. And it's because there's really nothing inside of them. They hope they're going to find enlightenment by being with somebody else, and you're not going to find it in this modern culture. I want to go to Neil and Todd and others here in a moment. Paul Watts is coming up from London, England. Tons of news, obviously. But the caller, Neil, I'm going to go back to him, if he just joined us, was saying they wouldn't let me basically vote for Donald Trump in the poll. There's hundreds of ways they run this scam. Hillary's the worst. They admit they're doing it. It's like a lady earlier saying they're controlling search engine results where you can't find out about Hillary's corruption. They admit they're doing that. That's what's crazy. And people just can't believe it. Yes, they admit it and take polls. It's to create the perception that Trump's losing. Their internal polling, and I'll talk about this after I take calls, is that he's dead even or 10 points ahead, 7 points ahead in others, but people are scared to say it in any type of polling where they actually twist the poll to say, you know, are you upset about Trump's racism, or are you concerned about these statements or those statements? And then they ask, will you support Trump? So there's all sorts of things they're doing. There's push polls. There's polls where you call up with a bunch of fake, you know, horrible things somebody did to demonize them. It's not even about a poll. But bottom line, with this poll, they're running a poll where it's programmed into the phone where certain number of phone calls, it doesn't let you vote for Trump. A lot of the phone calls do get to vote. And then it creates the perception that, oh, see, we have a new poll out showing Hillary's 10 points ahead, say, in Pennsylvania, where Trump in most polls has actually been ahead. So that's how they operate. And she's arrogant enough to, you know, steal states where he's super popular like Georgia or New York. I mean, there's no end to it. But Neil, it's important for you and everybody out there to just keep an iPhone or a smartphone or whatever near you, or a cheap video camera, and just when you get these calls, put it on speaker, videotape it, because you never know what you're going to catch. Because it's one thing for you to tell us this. We all probably know it's true. We need to get this on video because that can really illustrate for things. Neil?
Absolutely. And you know what? I actually Google searched the company name. It's a GMI survey company. Like, I don't know who owns it or anything, but I Google searched it. It came up because they actually said that over the survey. But you know what?
Well, let me ask you this question. Who are they mainly pollsters for? Are they Democrat or Republican or both?
Well, that's what I was going to say is I'm actually a registered Democrat. So that's why I get these calls of usually for the Democratic, you know, politicians in my local area and in Pennsylvania. And, you know, things like this actually just help open my eyes up and say, you know what? You know, it's rigged. You know, it actually just, as a registered Democrat, it's pushing me more towards Trump. And right now, you know, as a Democrat, I'm actually probably going to vote for Trump, you know, because two reasons. I'm a small business owner. My son goes to college. He works part time. He made $9,800 last year and still had to pay $60 in federal income tax.
So total bull. And then there's all the FICA and Social Security and all the other and all the cell phone taxes. There are hundreds of so-called federal taxes. Most of them are totally unconstitutional. Thank you, Neil. Yeah, I don't know why a lot of Democrats aren't voting for Trump. I mean, quite frankly, in a lot of his history and activities, he's kind of a liberal populist on many issues. I just don't think he has it out for the country. That's why the globalists for real are so angry at him. I'm going to come back and take a few more calls quickly. And then I'm going to give you some inside baseball on Trump and then transition to my red coat friend, Lord Watson.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Not a group. You developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved you.
If they say I never loved you.
You know they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
I thought it was going to be playing on my cell phone. I'm
driving down your freeway.
Hills and valleys.
Midnight alleys roam.
Cops and cars and cobbled bars.
Cops and cars, the timeless bars. Never saw one.
Let's go to your phone calls right now. And to Paul Watson.
So alone.
So alone.
So alone.
So alone. L.A., lonely, empty, alone. No, thank you. Sell my soul for that? Ha! What a fraud. Todd in Michigan, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex, and I want to thank you for everything you do on InfoWars. I just was awakened a month or so ago to your program, and it was because of Mr. Watson there. He is a
prolific individual, and he's coming in hot here in just a moment.
Yes, thank you for importing men to the U.S.
Well, we're trying to. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a comment about what Dr. Pechenik said and the congressman said. Forget the politicians, forget the Republicans, forget the Democrats. Just get out there and do what we're supposed to do as American citizens, and we will win. We can't put all of our faith in Trump, like Dr. Pechenik said. You know, he's kind of making people think he's going over to the dark side now. And what the congressman said, you know, we got to stick to those three rules, and we can work it out. And what you do, I'm a first-time caller. I'm kind of excited. But I just think, like my mom, I'm a 55-year-old man. I stay home, take care of my 76-year-old dad, and I talk to my mom all the time just to kill time. And she hates Trump. She hates Hillary worse, but she does not trust Trump, not for a minute. So, you know, we can't keep going in this big circle. I was a big Fox News fan until, you know, all this.
No, I hear you. I absolutely hear you. And in a few minutes, I'm going to speak to this on Trump, but I absolutely get your point. We've got to trust ourselves, trust God, take action, change our own personal lives, reach out to others, and the world will change. And then the manifestation of that will be populist movements like Nigel Farage and UKIP and Trump and others. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Todd. I want to go to Walter in New York and Chris and Johnny and others, and I'll probably leave those callers for Paul Watson if he chooses to take them. I don't mean to dismiss your calls or be rude about them, but I've got to hand the baton to Watson here in just a moment. He's waiting in the wings. But let me go ahead and just give you some of the inside baseball Trump news. Let me go ahead and just break down some of the things happening in Trump land. Donald Trump has gotten a bunch of establishment Republicans into his campaign that have some pretty good backgrounds working for Reagan and others, and some libertarian stripes as well, like his pollsters and others. So it's not all bad signs there, because that's who knows how the party system works. That's the people that know how to stop them trying to steal the nomination still in Cleveland. That's the folks that know the obscure arcania. It's beyond parliamentary. The obscure arcania. Archaic systems that have been all twisted and changed with super delegates and all the rest of it. So I never expected Trump charging into a goblin's nest to not get some goblin vomit and slop and blood on him. I just don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin. But if he's in there rolling around hacking him up and he's got a goblin guide, you know, taking him into the cave, I'm not expecting him to not get dirty, especially up to his ankles. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, having political succubus with goblins. I don't want to see him ingratiating goblins. And so what do we expect him to do? He runs for office for the first time ever, gets the nomination presumptively without spending outside money, and spends $40-plus million of his own, and loses hundreds of millions of TV shows and contract deals and beauty pageant deals and hotel deals. I mean, he has paid a big price. And the guy says he's got $10 billion. That's hotels and assets. The big secret is Donald Trump probably might be able to get a hold of $1 billion cash. And that's not from Stone. I just bounce stuff off Stone from other sources of my own research, and he, you know, basically tells me if I'm accurate or I'm not. But I don't think anyone knows exactly how much Trump has, but you've seen the media even claim he's not as rich as he says he is. Well, there's different ways to look at things. You know, they could say my InfoWars company's worth, you know, $50 million. Oh, really, you'd go downhill in a month if I wasn't here. It's actually a deficit. But they've got all these Dun & Bradstreet things saying I'm worth $50 million. I mean, you know, it's like if I had some painting somebody hypothetically valued at $10 million, but I can't sell it for that, it's not worth that. I bought the painting at a five and dime. It's worth $5. I don't really have a painting that's supposedly worth anything. It's an analogy. So here's what I'm trying to get at, and then I'm going to go to Watson. Maybe I should shoot a special report on this. I kind of get tired towards the end of the show, and I don't want to butcher this. I've got a whole page of notes here from different sources, but This has to be done very, very delicately, to quote the Wicked Witch of the West. You want Trump to be this populist. You want him to go in there and defeat him without any establishment money. He does something no one's ever done. Now he's standing there in a fight. He's gone to the next level of the gladiatorial battle, the ultimate level, and Hillary has got a machine gun fully loaded and a battle axe, and Donald Trump doesn't have any of that. He doesn't have any political funding. He doesn't have the infrastructure. He doesn't have anything to get into the party machine. Because the party machine won't support him because they know he isn't going along with them. They know he really is a populist. They'd be supporting him in a minute over Hillary if he was a shill. And that's really my best dead reckoning on it. Is Trump kind of an egomaniac? Does the guy think he's, you know, the best thing since sliced bread? Yeah, but any successful person kind of has that view. They're scared of him for a reason, though. And internally in his campaign, they're trying to get him to actually set up super PACs and do all this stuff and actually take big people's money. But when the big guys come, like Adelson, and here's the big news, and offer him $100 million to take Newt Gingrich and then $200 million, and he says no, Adelson's not giving him anything now. And it's the same. None of the big donors, none of the big establishment guys are giving him anything, folks, because they know he won't do what they say. And he tells them, I'll take your money, but no strings attached. And so I'm sitting here going, why don't you reach out to kind of mid-tier donors and say, listen, if you really want to change this, give. So that's what it comes down to. And I'll tell Trump this. What do casinos and golden palaces mean? You know they're empty. You just put up casinos and golden palaces because you know the public resonates to something shiny like a fish going up at 10,000 feet in the Marianas Trench to a angler fish. The shininess just brings them in. I don't think you're really that empty. You certainly don't care how you look, which is a good sign that you know are beyond you know the things of childhood. Down becomes a message to Trump. So you're all into this thing. Your name, everything, will be completely tainted, destroyed. If they claim you were a huckster before, which I don't think you were, you were a salesman, you will become that huckster forever if you fail. And they will come after you and never rehabilitate you if you don't go all in. So you know that. I know that. You're fully committed. You need to just go ahead and take everything you have. I mean, you're out there with people wanting to kill you, ready to die. I totally admire that. So you're committed trying to save the Republic. You're trying to step into George Washington's shoes here, bro, at a critical juncture. They say history and circumstance makes the man. You've got the right stuff, but now you've got to take that next step into history. And Trump needs to go ahead and put down $100 million, $200 million, $300 million, and then shame all these other people in to coming and doing that to crush Hillary Clinton. I mean, I know this. I will give of what I meagerly have saved as just emergency backup a lot more money to super PACs, you name it, if I see Trump commit to the next level. And Trump needs to sell buildings, sell golf courses. He needs to go into trust funds. He needs to go in. None of that's going to be there when you're dead, bro, and you know that. And you need to really go to the next level and just dump it. You need to dump it. I mean, if I was you, I would do that immediately. So do it. Dump the money in. You are now in a death battle with the globalists. I'm going to skip this network break, go to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, you've heard my points on this subject. I mean, people can sit there and say Trump needs to, you know, not hire anybody from the Republican Party to run things. Well, that's like saying don't hire anybody that has a nuclear physics degree, an engineering degree, and a nuclear chemical degree to run a nuclear power plant. I mean, or that's like, you know, if I was going into New Guinea and I wanted a guide to make a documentary about cannibals, I would go hire one of the local chiefs and, you know, pay him to be my guide so I'd be safe. And I'd also get the inside scoop on, you know, where they shrink the heads. And they all know Trump is hiring them to use them. Which isn't a bad term. I mean, he's hiring them, you know. They all know which end is up. They all know he's the alpha dog. That's why they're sabotaging him, not joining him. I mean, this is just such proof that he's floundering, unable to raise money, won't take money from the big guys. They won't give it, even after they pledge it. says, oh, we pledge $100 million and Gingrich loves you. I'm Adelson. I'll give you $200 million. Just do what I want. He meets with him and comes out and then doesn't get the money. Adelson may give a couple million, you know, for this or that, just to hurt Trump because people know he's really working with Hillary. I mean, Paul, you just heard my gestalt there. What do you think of it?
Well, I mean, it would be completely naive to suggest that they wouldn't try and infiltrate this. I mean, it's the same process we've seen after Brexit. As soon as it happened, I said, watch what they're going to do. They're going to try and put globalists in there to infiltrate this, to sabotage this, to throw it off course. So it's no surprise that they're doing that with Trump. But he did just come out with a big speech. Drudge's got the big red headline up there. And again, he's come out and said, we're going to get out of the TPP. Hillary's a globalist.
Paul, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the religion of peace is struck again. They'll probably blame it on the Tea Party. Reuters is reporting two explosions in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople. The airport's been hit, multiple injuries, Turkish officials. So the religion of peace is struck again. Sorry, Paul.
Well, that's, again, no surprise, given that, you know, Turkey's helped ISIS along the way. They're getting some blowback from it. But as I said, it's just like this post-Brexit process. They're going to try and sabotage it. The globalists aren't going to go quietly into the night. They're going to do everything within their power to try and derail this populist revolt, which is what it is. But his speech that he just gave, again, he's put Hillary on the rack for being a globalist. He's directly confronted the globalists. So despite his meetings with, you know, Richard Haass and Henry Kissinger, he's maintained the course. He hasn't switched his allegiance from everything he said.
Sure, and then Haass and Kissinger have come out and endorsed Hillary.
Yeah. So, obviously, he has to play to a certain extent by their rules to beat them at their own game. I mean, you can't expect him to be some, you know, fringe candidate that's not going to follow the track that he needs
to. He's got to play by their rules to beat them at their game.
Exactly. But, you know, if he follows up on his rhetoric, then that's the proof is in the pudding. We have to take that risk because we know what we're going to get with Hillary. We know the devil is in the details, so at least we need to give Trump a chance. Because from everything that he said and everything that he's done so far, he stands in direct opposition to the globalists who are trying to derail him at every point.
And again, the Bushes and the Clintons vacation together, Hillary vacations with Kissinger. Ooh, how gross. All those pedophiles and scum. I'm just so sick of them, man. Pedophile planes and the Clintons. God help us, man. What do you think of the left just worshiping this demon woman?
Well, it's completely par for the course. I mean, what was it? Half of Bernie Sanders supporters said they wouldn't vote for her. I bet that number's not that high when push comes to shove. But, I mean, look at what Soros is saying today. This is what I wanted to cover. Brexit vote must be overturned or the European Union is doomed. So he's saying that this democratic vote by the majority of the British people must be annulled. He's now openly saying that.
This is a freakish Nazi collaborator that literally has an oxygen tank and a white cat still crawling around stirring up trouble. I mean, just Soros, crawl in the grave, put some dirt on it, and go away.
He's openly advocating and legitimizing this petition that has been completely ridiculed, this petition for a second referendum. Okay, 25,000 people from North Korea signed it. A bunch of 4chan trolls signed it. The Electoral Commission says it's completely fraudulent. They're not even going to consider it. Cameron came out and said, no, we're not going to consider it. And he's still pushing this ridiculous petition from all these virtue-signaling leftists who didn't even bother to turn up to vote in the first place. That shows how desperate they are to sabotage Brexit. It's an ongoing process, and that's what we need. We need to keep holding their feet to the fire because the battle is not over on this.
And, Paul, I was given this article an hour ago, but I fall into my own trap. I criticize our reporters for never reporting on what we're doing or thinking of InfoWars as something important, even though we're cutting edge, obviously. But Kit Daniels brought me this article. I read the actual quotes. It's insane. But it's really what they're doing. Didn't even cover it last hour. Mexican president demands U.S. merge with Mexico, Canada. EU-style North American Union, that's a quote, would kill U.S. national sovereignty. He has tweeted out that we must merge and create a union. Yeah, so we can have corrupt Mexican officials merging with ours, making decisions for us. And look, under these trade agreements, many of which haven't been ratified, they're making these deals already, just like the EU, without us voting on it. Paul Joseph Watson. That's on InfoWars.com. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, what did you see with the EU? As soon as Brexit happened, they doubled down. They said, we're going to take away any remaining sovereignty you have, because they're panicking at this domino effect that we're going to see in France, that we're going to see in the Netherlands and other countries. And now that Germany, the AfD party in Germany, which is the big conservative party that's had a lot of electoral success recently, they've come out and said they want a Dexit, an exit poll for Deutschland. And the response is, well, Hitler abused national referendums, so we're not going to allow you to do that. So because of
Hitler had referendums, it's like if Hitler ate sausage, he was a vegetarian, but let's say Hitler ate tomatoes, you can't ever have tomatoes now. And because Hitler once voted in an election, you can't vote. This is the new political correctness.
Literally the most anti-intellectual reason you could think
of. Who said that?
Godwin's law. Just invoke Hitler.
Who said that?
It's completely ludicrous. And then the other aspect is, again, you know, today we've got these virtue-signaling leftist morons, these authoritarian trendies, out on the streets of Trafalgar Square in London protesting against democracy. They're out there on the streets with racist signs saying, you know, old white people need to die. This whole post-Brexit thing has been about the dumb, stupid millennials who know absolutely
nothing. No, it's all these trendy women literally in tutus saying old whites need to die, I love Islam. Like that woman we have crying going, I'm a feminist, I love Islam. These are mental patients.
Yeah, while the Vote Leave supporters are being blamed for these isolated racist incidents, like someone telling someone to go back to Africa on a bus. You know, if the British people were half as outraged as they are at that, about the Rotherham sex scandal, you know, 1,400 young girls abused by Muslim rape gangs. Again, it was hardly in the media. Police covered it up.
Hey, most people were really nice to me in Mexico, but I was wearing a shirt that had a little Texas on it. And a guy said, oh, you're from Texas. That's Mexico. Go back. And I laughed at him. And then he said something kind of friendly as I walked off. But, I mean, you know, imagine if I had a whole news article. I was in Mexico, and he said, go back to Texas.
Well, Alex, you think that these anti-Trump protesters are dumb when we've talked to them and, you know, aid Skrillex, call the cook, the older black guy who was debating the 16-year-old Trump supporter and said that Trump's wife was an illegal immigrant. You ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, we've got the most amazing footage. I'm going to do a video on it tomorrow. I've literally found footage where a 22-year-old girl in Britain is crying her eyes out because she thinks that the Brexit vote will result in Nando's, which is a restaurant chain based out of South Africa. It will result in Nando's immediately closing all their restaurants.
Oh, my God. So she has no idea that a chain can come anywhere at once and just pay the fee and start a chain.
Exactly. And again, tons of other videos.
So she thinks the euro allows her to have McDonald's and Nando's.
Yeah. Again, they actually think that we're leaving the continent of Europe. You've got leftists on video saying, oh, I will have to now pay to travel to France. The government's not going to pay for me to travel to France anymore. They think that all the food from Europe is just going to stop coming in. All the restaurants that aren't British are going to close.
No, we're leaving. You just will be able to make your own laws. You'll be able to make your own laws and have the EU make the laws. Go back for me, though, because I want to do a video on this. Who in the government is saying Hitler had referendums, so we can't have them?
This is the German government. The headline is, now far-right demands Dexit poll for Deutschland, but referendums are banned because Hitler abused polls. It's an article in the Daily Mail.
Wait, the referendums are banned in Germany because Hitler did?
That's what the article says, yeah. It's out in the Daily Mail. It's
so direct democracy is banned because Hitler used it once. So that means all other elections have to be banned because Hitler got elected. And yes, folks, he got elected.
Absolutely amazing what they're resorting to. The other thing we've heard, and this is what Soros is talking about again, they're claiming that everyone who voted leave in the United Kingdom has buyer's remorse, and now because they regret it, that means we should have another referendum. Complete nonsense. You look at the polls, more people who voted Remain are happy. Only 1% of people who voted leave are unhappy. So it's 4-1. It's complete BS, yet they're pushing this claim so everyone regrets it. They're just dumb, stupid. Again, it's this arrogant elite.
All right, Paul, I'm turning things over to you, and I'm sorry to the callers. I can't get to you. And Paul, if you want to take calls, that's fine. If not, let us know. Paul Watson taking over. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Incredible news posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Please spread to everybody you know and spread the link, InfoWars.com/show. And the Hillary for Prison shirts are back in. A new design.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the
edge. We're back on the 4-hour live of the Alex Jones Show. Later in this segment, we're going to play a report from Faith Goldie. Now, they received emails at the Rebel Media from a school in Canada that has admitted Syrian refugees to a high school. They're 22 years old. They have full beards. They're well built. They're hitting on 14 and 15 year old girls. They're praising terrorist attacks. This is the cultural enrichment that we're now importing. And again, the school has done absolutely nothing about it. Finally, these emails have been released. But again, due to concerns over political correctness, they're just letting 22-year-old grown men, you know, catcall 14 and 15-year-old girls. Absolutely ludicrous situation. We're going to get to that report. But as I was talking about before the break, you had a bunch of clueless leftist virtue-signaling morons descend on Trafalgar Square in London today to protest against democracy. Now, here's what's funny about this. The rally was initially cancelled because police feared overcrowding. They thought that over 50,000 people were going to turn up. The problem with that was that they were basing it off of Facebook. So 50,000 people said they were going to show up on Facebook. You actually look at the pictures, it's in the hundreds. It's 300-400 people actually turned up because these people are nothing more than virtue signalers. They care more about looking progressive and trendy in front of their Facebook friends than they actually do bothering getting up off their butts and voting. I mean, look at the Brexit referendum. 36%. Only 36% of people in the 18 to 24-year-old category actually voted. 64% in that age group did not vote. So you've got 36% compared to 72% national turnout. And they have the gall, they have the temerity to claim that this doesn't represent Britain. You know, here's the message. Only 36% of you bothered to vote. Whining on Facebook doesn't count. Who knew? Again, these are people living in London swank pads, paid for by their rich parents, and now they're out there, again, subverting democracy, saying that this democratic referendum should just be annulled because suddenly they're not happy about it because a lot of their friends had a hissy fit on Facebook. Well, I'm sorry, it doesn't count for jack. If you don't bother to get off your butt, go to a polling station. You know, in most cases, it's literally across the road from people. But they don't care. They don't actually care about voting. They only care about looking trendy. That's the whole point. That's why they're out there on the streets of Trafalgar Square right now. Again, lecturing old people. We've got this narrative in the British media. The old people must die. They ruined our future. They're not going to be around for much longer anyway. Why do we even let them vote in the first place? These are the people whose fathers literally fought and died for Britain not to be ruled from Germany. And now these punk millennial idiots who are completely uninformed, completely ignorant, are lecturing old people about the mere fact that they had the chance to vote. In fact, here's a tweet. I retweeted it just a while ago. Dear young Remainers, 65 years old plus new rationing. 75 years old plus new the Luftwaffe. 90 years old plus new Panzers. They didn't steal your future. They gave you one. Yet these punks are all over YouTube, all over Facebook, arguing and with, in some cases, backed up by the leftist media, saying that because the older generation stole their future, the old people shouldn't be allowed to vote anymore. Because, you know, youth unemployment is really great in Europe, isn't it? You know, 45% youth unemployment in Spain, 50% youth unemployment in Greece. If that's a bright future, then what the hell are these people thinking? Absolutely ridiculous. Yet again, they're being legitimized by the media, by Labour MPs, by idiots like Richard Branson, who is also calling for a second referendum, and by billionaire globalists, insider trading crooks like George Soros. And isn't it ironic that all these, quote, anarchists are out there on the streets protesting in favor of the political establishment, in favor of the status quo, protesting in favor of the big banks? I mean, leftists are all suddenly concerned about Barclays Bank losing some money. Again, they're complete frauds. So now we got Soros. We got this article out of Breitbart. Soros, Brexit vote must be overturned or the European Union is doomed. The Hungarian-American open borders advocate and billionaire George Soros has declared Brexit could easily be overturned. You know, that pesky democracy causing problems once again. And that the European Union must then be remade with power transferred from national governments to EU bodies. Again, exactly as we saw yesterday, they're talking about scrapping the last remaining vestiges of sovereignty that these countries have got in a desperate last-minute bid to solidify, to integrate into that political federal superstate that they had planned all along. Meanwhile, all these countries are going to be asking for a referendum. This is going to be a domino effect. but don't think they're going to go quietly into the night. As I said, they're trying every trick in the book to sabotage this. Soros went on to slam illiberal democracies like Hungary, which he said must be remodeled on European values. Oh, you mean countries like Hungary that actually try to protect their own borders, that try to preserve any kind of national identity whatsoever? This creature is a total enemy of everything that's good, everything that's sovereign, everything that's independent. Mr. Soros was appearing on a panel at the annual council meeting of the European Council on Foreign Relations on the topic of Britain's EU referendum. He claimed that the British public were shocked that voters chose Brexit and stated those who voted Leave had genuine buyer's remorse. Well, as I pointed out before the break, you actually look at the polls, only 1% of Leave voters are unhappy. Only 1% regret their vote, according to the polls. Meanwhile, 4% of Remain voters are happy with the referendum result. Again, suggesting that 4% regret their vote on the Remain side. So it's 4-1. And yet you've got this entire media narrative, which is now being seized on by Soros, claiming that, oh, we were just too dumb and stupid to understand the consequences. Now we regret what we did and we're so sorry. And let's have another referendum because we don't really know what we're doing. Let's just hand back power to the technocrats and the experts because they know what's best for us. Complete and utter BS. And again, as I predicted, we've got people within the British political establishment trying to sabotage the Brexit vote. This is not just coming from Brussels. In fact, many voices in Brussels have been more urgent to get this process done because they want to move on quickly. They've been totally embarrassed. But here in the UK, it's a different story. Here's another headline. Farage, Tory leavers already backsliding on referendum outcome, effectively selling out. UK Independence Party leader Nigel Farage, who of course gave the historic speech in front of the EU Parliament earlier today, has raised questions over Boris Johnson and leaders of the official Tory-led Vote Leave campaign, claiming that he believes they are backsliding over the referendum result. And of course he's right. They've been largely absent in the 4 or 5 days since the referendum vote, suggesting that they're not even that keen on triggering the Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty and getting this done, getting us out of the EU, following through on what the British people voted for. This is another thing I warned about. Many of the people who were spearheading that Vote Leave campaign were compromised. That's why they didn't even bring up the topic of immigration, which was one of the key issues which swung the vote in the end, until the last minute. So they're compromised. Now they're recommending all these people to lead the Conservative government, who are globalists. Boris Johnson himself has been almost completely absent in the 4 or 5 days, you know, since the referendum. Dan Hannan, MEP, who's a member of the official Leave campaign, and parts of the Tory establishment have long advocated a Leave-lite settlement as first exposed by Breitbart. Vote Leave boss Dominic Cumming is on record saying that he thinks a second referendum is a distinct possibility and believes the UK should not invoke Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty. So the exact thing we voted for, the very people within the Vote Leave campaign right at the top are saying, well, maybe we'll just take our time on this. We'll drag our heels a little bit, and maybe we won't invoke Article 50. No, that's not good enough. That's not what we voted for. So all that energy, all that vitriol that was directed towards the opposite side during this Brexit campaign, it looks like we're now going to have to switch that to the people who actually won the referendum. And again, this was all painfully predictable from the very beginning. You know, Farage has got his unfavourable ratings in the UK. He's a divisive figure, but at least he's honest. And he's the one calling them out. And that's why we need to continue to hold their feet to the fire and continue to deride, debunk, discredit and ridicule these idiot social justice warrior leftists who are out on the streets of London every day, basically calling for old white people to die or at least have their voting rights stripped from them, calling for democracy to be annulled. absolutely shameful, given the fact that they're completely, completely misinformed. I mean, you've seen the videos. As I said earlier, there's literally a video of a 22-year-old girl in London crying because she thinks that the UK leaving the EU means that the Nando's restaurant chain will be closing. And they had the temerity to call Vote Leave supporters, quote, low information. You saw the video up yesterday on Infowars.com of the young woman, the Vote Remain supporter, saying how upset she was that now the government wouldn't pay for her to travel to France because we're going to leave the EU. Saying that now everybody's opinions won't be the same because we're going to leave the EU. This is the level of information that these complete idiots are basing their opinions on. So we're going to continue to watch that. But now we're running out of time, so we're going to go to this Faith Goldie clip. A school in Canada, a high school in Canada, which has been admitting Syrian refugees, has basically been covering up. Finally, the emails have been released. These 22-year-old Muslim migrants with full beards, well-built, they've allowed them to attend the high school, and now they're hitting on 14 to 15-year-old girls. Here's that clip.
I never intended on becoming the voice for North American children victimized by our government's sloppy Syrian migrant policies. But regrettably, that is exactly what it's come to. Viewers might remember my trip to Halifax earlier this year, interviews with Nova Scotia parents, teachers, and elementary school students at Shebucto Heights revealed a school-sanctioned cover-up. Muslim migrant boys in a Canadian school slapping, choking, and threatening young schoolgirls almost daily. A principal unwilling to discipline the delinquents and a school board that dismissed the allegations as a byproduct of bigotry. Well, after we ran that report right here on the Rebel.media, we launched an e-tip line, Tips at the Rebel.media, where we encourage anyone whose child was being bullied without recourse to contact us so we could get to the bottom of it. One of the emails we received included a Facebook post. That post was made by a parent whose child goes to Fredericton High School in New Brunswick, Canada. The parent claims that school is bringing in, quote, an interesting mix of migrant students ranging from 11 to 22 years of age. The parent claimed that some of the adult men in that school had full beards and were trying to hit on 14 to 15-year-old female classmates. But after being brushed off, these adult migrant men took to successfully hitting on the girls in the years below. The parents said that the Canadian boys at Fredericton High School have become frustrated, but are too scared to speak up because, quote, they know how dangerous the "you're a racist" label will be for the rest of their lives. So we here at The Rebel followed up. We filed a Freedom of Information request with the school. We asked for any information regarding problems or issues surrounding the integration of Syrian migrant students at Fredericton High School. Well, we finally got some answers. Some 2,700 documents were sent our way, and we've been promised yet another batch sometime soon. What we found inside those documents is scandalous, if not fearfully expected. Emails between teachers reveal 20-year-old migrant men in classrooms with 14-year-old girls, aggressively challenging teachers and other students, particularly the girls. Migrant men using vulgar sexual language in Arabic in front of the girls in the classroom. The results of an opinion survey given to the Syrian migrants in which shy of 20% said that marital rape and forced abortions are okay. Emails between staff complaining about at least one refugee who, when asked about his hobbies, said he liked RPGs, making loud noises and gestures as he answered. Also in those emails, a migrant desire for gendered apartheid prayer rooms and school buses, as young migrant girls divulge to teachers fears of their own brothers and their fathers. Teachers establishing lockdown procedures for the school's refugee assessment classroom because of safety concerns for the person conducting those interviews. Anti-Semitic bullying. Migrants targeting their Jewish peers. Now, an appropriate examination of all the red flags we found in those 2,700 pages would be impossible to do in just one video clip. That is why I'll be releasing one video every day until my show On the Hunt airs this Thursday night with the full report. In these updates, I'll wade deeper into Fredericton High School's dirty little secrets, an imported war on women, budding radicals in the classroom, and how political correctness is preventing a solution to that school's Syrian migrant mayhem. It's a report I wish I didn't have to file, but someone has to tell the other side of the story.
So that's the Rebel Media's Faith Goldie reporting on, again, they've admitted these 22-year-old Muslim men into this high school. There's another report she came out with afterwards where they're expressing excitement about the Brussels terror attack. Now, recall, we also reported on earlier this year how migrants at Chebukto Heights Elementary School were abusing other children, in one case choking a girl with a metal chain while yelling, "Muslims rule the world." This is the cultural enrichment that Canada's importing right now, because it's trendy, it's politically correct. Of course, we've got the situation as well in Idaho, where a 5-year-old special needs girl was sexually abused by 3 migrant boys there in a laundry room, residents demanding answers over that, basically getting nothing back. So this is just a taste. Remember, to a far lesser extent, Europe's invited these people in at far greater numbers. We'll get more into it after the break. We're also keeping track of that terrorist attack in Istanbul. Looks like the religion of peace has struck again. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show coming up soon. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Come, you masters of war. Hear the bell, the big guns. Hear the bell of death planes.
News.
We're live, final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Again, just want to direct you to the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com. We got the all-new Hillary for Prison t-shirt 2.0. That's proven very popular in waking people up. Again, it's called caused national news headlines in some situations. So get the all-new Hillary for Prison t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, where we've also got 20% off Deep Cleanse, but that ends tonight, so be sure to get those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we're tracking the situation in Istanbul. Two explosions have hit the main airport in Istanbul, a Turkish official has said, with reports around 40 people being wounded. Gunfire was reportedly heard at Istanbul Atatürk Airport, while footage showed people running for cover. Turkish broadcaster Habertürk said that 40 people had been taken to hospital. Government officials said two suspects blew themselves up at the airport, Turkey's largest. Now, of course, they've suffered attacks from Kurdish militant groups, but from the MO it looks like it could be Islamic State, despite the fact that Turkey's been funding arming Islamic State, treating their soldiers, allowing them to cross back and forth between the border. They've been hit once again. Another sterling illustration of why it was such a harebrained, ridiculous idea to stay in the EU, given the fact that millions of Turks expressed their desire to move to the United Kingdom, given that the EU is now talking with Turkey about them obtaining EU membership. Again, the Paris mastermind bragged that they had exploited this refugee wave, this migrant wave, to carry out those attacks. ISIS has bragged about it in numerous different instances. And now Turkey has been hit once again, so we'll continue to cover that at InfoWars.com. More cultural enrichment news out of the Daily Wire. Muslim asylum seekers in Germany having a bad day, so they rape a woman. Again, that's how they justified this act. This woman was raped in a park. They justified the act in front of the judge by saying, well, we were having a bad day, so we just went ahead and did that. It's perfectly normal. And if you disagree with that, well, maybe you're an Islamophobe. We've got the Pope saying that the church, the Catholic Church, should apologize to gays for the Orlando shooting. Yeah, I know that sounds ridiculous, but actually read the quotes. If you thought the Afghan Muslim who shot up the Pulse nightclub and pledged allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi of the Islamic State was to blame for the massacre, you're wrong. It was Christians, and they need to get to apologizing. Basically, at this point, the Pope is an unabashed Islamist. He needs to excommunicate himself. Now, in the aftermath of Brexit, we've still got these, quote, racist incidents occurring in the UK. Random drunk people and basically chavs hurling racial abuse at people on buses. National outrage being blamed on Brexit supporters. You know, millions of views on these videos on Facebook. Again, noticeably less concern about the 1,400 young girls in Rotherham alone that were abused by Pakistani Muslim rape gangs over the course of more than a decade. And of course, it wasn't only in Rotherham, it was in numerous other areas. The market has picked up again today. Well, what do you know? Godzilla didn't rampage through the streets. We didn't have another Great Depression after Brexit. Europe stocks closed 2.5% higher after 2 days of losses. FTSE up 2.5%. And again, the pound has also recovered many of its losses since the Brexit vote. So again, they fear-mongered about it. They said there would be a new Great Depression. They're going to blame any downturn in the market on Brexit. They're going to blame any ISIS terror attack in Europe on Brexit. That's the narrative they're trying to push to sabotage this vote. We can't let them do it. We have to hold that post-Brexit government's feet to the fire and demand they follow through on our democratic will. That's going to wrap it up for the show. InfoWars Nightly News coming up. Alex will be back tomorrow. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.